This is episode number 2635 of the Who Cares News for Monday, April 1st, 2024. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
There's a new National Nightmare game.
A new National Nightmare game? What is that?
Well, I don't know if we call it a National Nightmare, but there is a new game.
What's the new game?
Where in the world is Sean Diddy Combs?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I'll tell you where he isn't.
World.
He isn't in the slammer yet.
Not yet.
He's getting close, I'm sure.
Well, over the weekend, he was seen in and around Miami.
Yes,
and
of course.
He even posted to his Instagram
followers. Of course he did.
More than 1 million.
It's like thumbing your nose, right? It's like, hi, yeah. I'm over here. I'm over here. No,
bazinga.
I'm over here. Bazinga.
Bazinga.
Exactly, bazinga.
We saw Diddy smiling and laughing.
Oh, my gosh.
And seeming as if he didn't have a freaking care in the world.
Well, what else are you going to do? Seriously. I mean, you're in his spot. It's like, I don't know. I mean, I would probably hang, you know, down low. I would like, yeah, I'm going to go.
I'd probably be holed up in a hotel room somewhere.
Well,
under
or
a
at least
same name of like Bambi. Snow White. And
Bambi, Snow White. I like Snow White.
And not out laughing and smiling.
I'd well, I guess he's like had Easter photos yesterday with his one-year-old, and I don't know what the deal is.
Fitness trainer Wes Watson spotted Diddy in a local restaurant, spoke to him, and snapped some pics.
Hey, Sean, how you doing, buddy? Good to
How's
see you.
How's it hanging?
How's
What's
it
going
hanging?
On?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Diddy was also seen from the back as he was sneaking a smoke near the dock of his Miami home.
Well, the paparazzi's out if that's what they're doing, is hanging out across the water, snapping pictures with the long lens. Okay, all right.
He was later snapped near his Star Island property, shirtless and wearing white shorts. And Diddy looks like he could use to lose a few pounds.
Really?
Probably recommend Ozempic.
When was the last time we saw this guy? Oh, I'm looking at him now. Yeah, he does need to. Hey, Diddy, put a shirt on, man. Nobody wants to see that. Nobody wants to see that.
Well, depending
dude.
On his troubles, diet is probably his worst fear.
Probably. You know, he's got 7 kids.
Really?
7 kids. He's not quite up to Nick Cannon status. But yeah, I'm just looking at his father to 7 children.
Well, I guess he's working on it.
Well, I guess.
Maybe.
Again, he needs to put a shirt on that thing because I don't think he's going to be working on much more than, you know, on his diet.
Cover it up,
man. We don't need that. You know, grab one of those shots and lose some weight.
Cover it up.
There are a string. I mean, I don't even want to go through it. There's a string of things that could be, I don't know. You can't say that he's guilty of it, but there's a string of things they're looking at. They're looking at about him and all this, and the people connected with him. And the people connected with him, damn it. Well, you know what? It is what it is. Tomorrow, who knows? He could be... I don't think he can leave the country. I'll be honest with you.
Oh, no.
I think they probably asked him, hey, Sean, by the way, you should probably hang out for a while. Don't leave the country or the state or anything like that.
Probably not.
Well, they got some of his phones, too, right?
Stick
not that
close.
He can't go get more phones. But anyway.
He's a star on the Walk of Fame. I'm not too sure why. Oh, that's
well,
where he
no,
bought it.
He bought it. Everybody, come on now. He was a famous dude. A lot of records came out of that guy. You know, he owned a record, you know, recording label and all that stuff. So, anyway. And he's got plenty of secrets. Plenty in the closet. We'll keep an eye on that. Yes, sir. We will indeed.
The rumors about a home improvement reunion are nothing but rumors.
They're bunk. And who would want to see Home Improvement now anyway? I'm sorry. Everybody's 35 years older.
Well, yeah.
I mean, shoot.
True. But we just need to go watch reruns. That's what reruns are for.
Yeah, reruns are for.
Yeah.
I think they're on Hulu or they're on Disney Plus. You can find them. Home Improvement.
That's one I haven't binged. I mean, maybe.
They're out there. I guarantee you they're out there. Everything else is out there.
According to co-star Pat Richardson, who played opposite Tim Allen in all those years as his wife Jill,
yeah,
she's putting the rumors to rest.
Do you know she's older than him?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was. First off, that surprised me when I found out. She was in her, Tim was in his late 30s when they started that, and she was well into her 40s. And she had just had twins when she started that show.
That's right.
Because her nanny was wheeling those twins around the lot all at Disney. No, seriously.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, there's Pat Richardson and her twins. It's like,
well, according to Patricia, or Pat,
whatever,
as you call her.
I referred to her as that. I didn't know her.
Tim is, quote, kind of lying to people by saying that everyone is on board for a reunion.
Oh, my God.
She says, well, Zachary Ty Bryan's a felon.
Well, that's true.
Taryn Noah Smith hasn't acted since the show ended.
We don't even know what he looks like anymore.
Jonathan Taylor Thomas would rather be a writer and director now.
He's totally done with acting. Yeah.
I just liked how all three boys had three names.
Oh, you know what? That's true, huh? They did. Well, JTT did a cameo on one of Last Man Standing, Tim's last sitcom. I think he was dating one of his daughters or something like that. He didn't look right either. That kid was the cutest damn kid. Well, he had the greatest voice before his voice changed. I mean, he's the voice of Simba, for God's sake.
Oh, that's true.
You know, and then he,
Yeah, and then plus Earl Hyndman, who played the neighbor Wilson.
Wilson died.
He died in 2003.
But, Rick Karn's around. I saw Rick doing the thing. He was doing a podcast.
Oh, he does stuff. He's very busy.
I don't think so, Tim.
Yeah, he's staying busy.
They could get Pam Anderson, but Pam Anderson's kind of long in the tooth these days, too. She could be the tool time marm instead of the tool time girl.
There you go.
You know, the 90s, they seemed like they were so cool. Like, we were so with it. But, man, they were so sexist. You go back and watch this stuff from the 90s.
Everything was sexist forever.
Yeah, the jokes
on
Friends
sometimes
are like, we can't tell
those. Of course they
are.
Yeah. Were. Yes, were.
Yeah, were.
Anyway, she says Tim's never approached her or JTT about the possibility of a reunion.
Well, I always felt that Last Man Standing was kind of the natural. He just played himself.
Yeah, he did.
He had a little different, you know, the situation was different in that he worked at, you know, pro bass kind of shop, and he had a vlog, a video blog, and that was his way to telling his jokes.
It never took off. I mean, it was...
No, it did okay.
It did okay.
But TV's not taking
off Hector
anymore.
Elizondo was on it.
Which Hector's like long in the tooth,
but
too.
He did well. Jay Leno was on it for a while.
Yeah, Jay Leno did a season as himself, I think. I think he did it as himself. Anyway, you know, Tim shows up on Jay's garage when Jay does that anymore, and he's around. I'm sure he's probably not doing stand-up. But
Leno's Garage is a great show.
That is a good show.
It's
better than the Tonight Show
was.
It's
interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, he's way better on that.
Love Jay Leno's Garage.
Yeah, because he's not fake and phony. That's his passion. When people are, you know, able to do what they are passionate about, and they can do it if they're stars, they can do it on TV or on the radio. Okay, we'll take that. But anyway, I already did my Halle Berry joke earlier in the day, but if you missed it, my April Fool's prank to Halle is to send her a note, say I'm pregnant, and the baby's hers. See how far that gets me. More Who Cares tomorrow. Have a great day, and
that's all the news you care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.